Hey, party people. Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in a Show podcast, where we help you identify, clarify the life you want, and then create a business to support that life. I'm Jason Wojo. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. Bro, we got a really important topic today.
Yes, we do. And that is how to love people in your life, how to connect with them, how to, you know, whether it's your husband, wife, maybe it's your work wife, like I'm dealing with here right now. I have my work wife here, so trying to figure out how to connect with that person and be able to go and make this magic happen.
Well, you know, the reason we wanted to record this podcast is because if you look at the quality of life indicators that most surveys and assessments have, you know, relationships are at the top of that list. And we have so many different diverse relationships within our lives. And the most intimate ones for us are our family and our friends, but these also spill into our workplace, our church, the gym, wherever you're hanging out. And so knowing how to kind of like express yourself and connect with the person that you are really trying to make a meaningful connection with, like, is really important. And there's a few tools out there that we're going to talk about. That these are not life in our tools, but they're tools that we found valuable that hopefully you, if you haven't heard them before, you'll have a chance to dive into and find some applications in how you interact with people. So the first one we're going to talk about is really this concept of love languages. Now, whether you think, now we're not, by the way, be clear, we're not just talking about love languages with your spouse, because everybody has a love language. And this also means that, you know, well, hey, you could use these even in a workplace situation when appropriately applied. And so there's five love languages. And Peter, do you have it pulled up now? Do you have, and I don't know who wrote this book, do you?
Gary Chapman.
That's right, Gary.
Yeah, good. I mean, Gary. I think that book years ago went like a wildfire through life on air, because the topics in there are really, really powerful. If you really kind of start looking from that perspective, you're going to start seeing how it applies to every single relationship in your life. So, yeah, let's go through a few of them. So,
yeah. So let's bounce back and forth. I'll do the first one.
All right.
The first love language. And by the way, a love language is basically all it is a preferred way that you feel loved. So when it's a love language, it means like, hey, this is how I feel love. And so, for instance, like one of them is gifts, which means very, very self-explanatory. Like you like to buy things for people typically, or give them things. Now, some people love getting gifts and they feel so cherished, so special, so unique, so valued when they get a gift. And other people are kind of like, eh, like it's not my thing. So like that's what a love language is. And it's really important because everybody has, you know, one or two. I think they, in the book, they talk about two primary love languages. And so it's important that you understand, and you can, and if with a little bit of observation, you can figure out what people's love languages are, or you could actually have them take a free test online as well. Let's kind of talk about it. So the first one, like, let's just do it, is gifts, right? So this means it could be flowers, it could be a car, it could be getting their favorite Reese's peanut butter cups for when you, or a Starbucks for them. It could be, you know, a gift certificate. It could be anything that shows up for gifts here.
Or a Lamborghini. Bordeaux,
yeah, right. And it's about, and for this, like for these people, like the gift is a symbol of how well I know you, you know, and how much I pay attention to to you, and like, and how much I like you. And this, like, so for instance, like you've gotten gifts, man. And by the way, I'm not saying that you don't have other love languages, but people have two primary usually, but you might pay attention to something your spouse says. Maybe they walk by, you guys are in the mall and they walk by like, oh, that's really cute. And then you make a mental note and you go back and get it for them. Or you know that they like their Starbucks a certain way. And so one day you memorize the full paragraph order that they make, and then you go back and order it for them later and bring it home. Like those are gifts. They can be absolutely small things, candy, it could be jewelry, you know. And but again, it's just a demonstration that gift is a symbol of your love for that person.
Right. And one of the ways that you can actually look at it from the perspective, think about it this way. As we go through these love languages, look for yourself. What's naturally for you? If you were looking from the perspective, what do I naturally like the most out of all these five languages? that's going to tell you this problem while my top toe. You know what I mean? So, and then it's going to help you start seeing it easier in other people. Because first thing, if you identify it for yourself, what is it like that for you, what the top two languages is, then you start to understand how some people that you connect with them, because maybe they have the same love language as you do and they naturally just give it to you and vice versa versus other people. So we're going to talk more about this, but just start looking for yourself, what that, you know,
So you said something really important. I want to just double tap there for a second, man. We tend to love people the way that we like to be loved. And this is where the disconnect happens. So yes. When you, let's say that you are a receiving gifts kind of person, like you love to get gifts. Well, you're going to assume that your spouse or whoever also loves getting gifts because that's how you feel loved, right? And it's coming from a good place. It comes with an incredible intention, but you give them a gift and you don't get the response you're expecting. And they're like, kind of like, oh, thanks. And you're like,
yeah,
wait, and then you get disappointed.
Then you make an assumption that they don't love you.
Right.
But if you look from that perspective of having those five love languages, you might actually, I've done this with couples, by the way, in my coaching, is that one, you know, couple will come to me and start saying that my husband or my wife doesn't appreciate me anymore, love me, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, right? And I start talking about this love language conversation and discover, let's say, that for this particular person's gifts, right? And we discover then the other person, it's some other love language we're going to talk about here. And I ask him, so listen, has that other person in your relationship been doing that for you? I mean, let's say it's personal touch. I've been touchy-feely and they've been, you know, touching you and hugging you and into all those kinds of different things. And they start, a lot of times they go back and they say, well, yeah, they've been doing this whole time. Huh, well, you know, so they are showing you love. It's just they're doing from their own perspective and you're not seeing it. So I think when you start looking for a person, it opens up a whole world of actually connected with people.
So now that you let the cat out of the bag, man, may as well tell them the next one is physical touch.
That's what I wanted to talk about because that's one of my top ones. You know what I mean? Physical touch. You know, I said personal touch, I think, but physical touch. So like, listen, touching, hugging, you know, I always talk about Polish people are huggers, right? And maybe there is a national thing in Poland. I don't know. Like a universal love language, but, you know, holding hands. So one of the things I will tell you this, I know for the fact from knowing myself and my wife, we got lucky that one of her top love language is physical touch as well. So when we go for a walk, when we do, I'll give her a hug, I'll hold her hand, you know, I'll put her hand around her back or whatever it might be. And that gives her the signals a lot of times subconsciously, because guess what? Your dopamines, your endorphins get released when those kinds of things happen, right? And you feel loved.
Yeah.
Because at the basic core level, biologically speaking, the way you feel loved is all the chemicals that get released in your body. So when you start looking from the perspective, you start seeing. So notice like the people in your life, sometimes they're very touchy-feely, right? Sometimes they are, you know, they're huggers, right? So you start to discover what their top love language might be.
You know, it's really just using your body to express your love. And so this could be, and by the way, it does not mean, you know, sexual intimacy necessarily. It could be way beyond that. It is like what you're talking about. It talks about holding hands, a kiss, an embrace, a hug, a massage, you know, something that is like that is appropriate, but also it just gives them comfort, like physical comfort.
Yeah, look at like, for instance, a bunch of guys, two guys get together, they're high-fiving each other, they pat themselves, you know, doing all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? That's form of a physical touch, you know?
Dude, I had lunch with a guy this past Friday, a good pal, and he reached out to give me a handshake. I'm like, nope. I went in for the hug, and I could tell he was just like squirming a little bit. Maybe physical touch was not his love language. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it is what it is. All right, so check it out. So we got physical
touch.
Number
three.
Yep. So number three, let's go to this one, man. Words of affirmation. I love this one. This is one of mine. Words of affirmation is basically like words of appreciation, words of support, words of praise. And by the way, words of affirmation, it doesn't mean it's verbal. It doesn't mean it's like out loud. It could also be written, right? It's just basically an affirmation and an acknowledgement. And someone who has words of affirmation, like they feel noticed, they feel appreciated, they feel supported. And it's like, you know, it's like saying, oh, babe, you can do this. Like, I believe in you. You got this. Like, or,
thanks,
oh,
you're
oh man, you're so kind. Or like, you know, just pointing out things about you or about the way you are that feels good. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
Yep. So notice, like, when it comes to this particular conversation, when you have those kinds of people in your life, words of affirmation plays a huge role, right? By the way, the person who has a words of affirmation love language, guess what? They do not like to be put down or told them that there is something wrong or they screwed up at something or whatever it might be when they're not, you know, developed kind of a thing, you know, mentally.
So here's a really good point that you just made, man. The easiest way to hurt someone is by ignoring their love language. And please don't ever do this intentionally, but like, so for instance, if you're a physical touch person, withdrawing yourself physically from them is extremely painful. And so that's why maybe you have to be, this is also valuable though, because like, let's say you have a physical touch spouse and you guys get in an argument and you withdraw. That withdrawal of physical touch can make it worse. And you might think like, oh, I'm just decompressing, or I'm just kind of like, you know, gathering my thoughts. But what they are feeling is a rejection and a removal of that love. And so you just got to be aware of these, the pro and the con, the good and the bad with this. All right, what's the next one?
Yeah. So one thing I want to punt on here too, because you mentioned something. So notice we said that usually is like top two love languages, because think about it this way. If you are the person who's a physical touch, and let's say you end up with a spouse that is like, do not touch me. I hate touching. There are people like that, you know, they don't like hugs. They don't like, you know, there's like, doesn't work for them. You know what I mean? It's not all lost. You know what I mean? Because people were like, well, I guess it's over. No, it's not. I mean, look at it from their other love languages, right? What you can do with the other person. And then, you know, you start to see, because guess what? That person who is not into physical touch will probably not be giving you a lot of hugs, you know, or touches, because that's what's important for you. So look what your other love language is that might be easier for them. And then maybe you still be able to connect that way as well to be able to, you know, feel loved or love the other person. All right. So let's go to the fourth one.
All right. Let's do acts of service. this is essentially what it sounds like. So this is where, you know, think actions speak louder than words. And this basically means like how much somebody supports you by doing things for you. So for instance, like, you know, someone, whether it's a chore, whether it's doing an errand, whether it is like helping you on a project, it's just basically supporting you with their time, by taking tasks off your plate, essentially. Right. So anything actionable, anything that is like you could look at it as like a favor or helping you out in something, like, hey, you know, would you mind stopping here like while you're on that side of town to get me this, or, you know, go to Target for me? Like, that would be like an act of service.
Yep. So notice when it comes to that particular one, maybe the husband is constantly doing something around the house, right? He's fixing things. He's doing something for you to make your life easier, right? Maybe he'll put a little, you know, something together for you, you know, go mow a lawn, right? Whatever it might be. So when you start looking from that perspective, all of a sudden you start seeing those love languages in play.
This is kind of like the show don't tell. Like, this is like the five love languages, you know, the show don't tell love language. And so we have, so far, let's just review. We had gifts, receiving gifts. We had words of affirmation. We had physical touch. We had acts of service. And the last one we're going to talk about is quality time. So this means spending time, uninterrupted focus, together, like no distractions, prioritizing that time and really being present with that person, you know. And this is important because, like, you know, how many of us these days are sitting on their couches and just watching, you know, you're sitting next to your spouse, but you're both on your phone, right? That's not quality time, right? And so, like, this is like a time for you guys to go out to dinner together, to have a game night together, some watch, you know, even watch a movie together, like something of a shared experience where it's just you two ideally, you know, and you're spending quality time with each other. Because, and this is, and you know, this is where the demonstration of, hey, I'm carving time out of my schedule, my day, to, for you, that's what makes them feel loved.
Yep. So one big caveat I want to say to all of these love languages, because this just popped into my head, and I think it's important. If you think about this, there needs to be some kind of a conversation between the two spouses to find out exactly what is, okay, let's say it's quality time. That's their love language. But actually getting clear on how they like to spend that quality time. You know what I mean? Because I think my way of quality time might be completely different than your way of quality time. So, you know, like for one person, it might be like we're just sitting on the couch and we are, you know, sitting there, maybe watching a movie or whatever, that's quality time. Well, for your spouse, it might be a quality time. You're just sitting together and you guys talking together and you guys going for a walk or whatever it might be, because sitting together and not talking to each other is not quality time.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for you to actually get clear of what is that rules that people make up about these love languages that tells you what that really clearly is for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So this is what, so listen, these are, this is just, by the way, I know there's a bunch of different tools out there for this. I've personally found these to be really easy to implement. And that's one of the biggest things, I think, when it comes to any kind of personality profile or whatever assessment, you know, because these are all very, very tangible in our relationships. And I think if you look at it like a game, like this can be fun for me to try to figure out my spouse on a better level, on a deeper level, on a more intimate level. Like it can really be kind of like invigorating for your relationship and like help you understand your spouse a lot better. So what are your top two, Peter, by the way? So you mentioned physical touch.
You don't know me that well? I see how it is. Fine.
I'm gonna say words of affirmation.
Yes, words of affirmation.
Yeah, mine's words of affirmation and acts of service.
Yeah. Not surprising. All right. But listen, so here's the thing, you guys. Remember, this doesn't just apply to spouse. It's your kids.
Yeah.
It's the people that are important in life. Think about it this way. Let's say you have 2-3 kids. They most likely have different love languages.
1,000%.
Developed. So you need to be able to figure out what their love language is, because think about it this way. Do you have a kid that constantly comes to you and says, you don't love me? You know, you don't love me like you love Barry or whatever it might be, right? And just so happens that maybe you, I don't know why I picked the name Barry, you know, whoever names their kid Barry in today's world, I don't know. But anyway, like you and Barry have the physical touch and now you're just connecting with that Barry, like, you know, big time. But when it comes to you and Sarah, right, you have personal touch. She has words of affirmation. And you're constantly yelling at her because she's not doing this, not doing that, or she did this wrong or did that wrong. And guess what? Now she doesn't feel loved. So when you start looking from that perspective and figuring out what those love languages are, maybe now you need to talk to Sarah and say, listen, Sarah, you did a great job here. Like, you know, encourage her, right? Do something like that. And all of a sudden she feels connected more to you. And by the way, by doing that, guess what? You're going to start feeling more connected to that person.
Yep. So, and it's really, you know, it's pretty easy once you start paying attention to identify what your spouse is, your kids. You know, you can also use these at work. Like, so for instance, acts of service. Like, let's say you have maybe you can pick up somebody's, you can help them with their workload and do some of their things for them. Receiving gifts. Like you can buy them lunch. You can, if they're one of your team members and they're maybe a direct report to you, you know, you could give them a bonus. you could do something special. Quality time, spend some one-on-one time with them, you know, mentor them, help them develop. Words of affirmation, very easy. And that, by the way, like every leader should be including words of affirmation in their leadership style anyway. Physical touch gets a little bit more blurry. It's probably that one you got to be more careful about when it comes to colleagues.
Yeah.
But like, so hopefully you guys found this valuable. It really is. It's been a tool that's helped me quite a bit, and many others that I know as well. And the reason is because it is so simple. Like we can figure this out, and we can apply it to our relationships to start getting instant results.
All right. So now you know that, you know, when we do our events, and I'm showing up there 15 minutes before because you just walk into the room the last minute, that's an act of service for you, buddy. So there you go.
So what I'm hearing is you want me to hold your hand like now, like when we walk to events together.
All right. Yeah, we're going to skip down the aisle. So yeah. By the way, on the next event, when you guys come to the either Gear Life Giveaway or Business Builder, me and Voyager are going to skip down the aisle.
Right. Yeah. And everybody's going to just skip right out that door.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, guys. Hope you get something out of this. Like, listen, apply this. Give it a shot. Try it with your spouse. And by the way, there are online free assessments for you and your spouse and your kids to take these kinds of tests. And I think it'd be really worth it. Like, go ahead and do it. And by the way, Life and Error, we don't get anything for recommending this. We're in your corner. We're cheering for you. And any tools that we find valuable, we share with you. And so, I'd love to hear from you. Join us in the Facebook group and put what your love languages are and let's start a discussion about it and how you've used this in your own life. Hope you got something out of this. Hope you do something with it. We'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.